Two Waupun men who are suspects in bank robberies are in custody. An Appleton man wanted on a robbery charge in the state of Washington, arrested in Waupun. Joining us on this segment of the show, Waupun Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosch. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was a busy Friday for the Waupun Police Department.
Yeah, it was quite busy, lots of calls, but we had some other things going on that took some precedence, such as these two bank robbery suspects.
Right. All right. So these two men, 35 and 36, are they friends or are they related or?
I believe they're friends and acquaintances.
Okay. And had Waupun police up until you folks conducted and executed this search warrant, were you aware of these individuals?
We had some knowledge of them. Obviously, we've had prior contacts with them. Both of them had criminal histories. Nothing too extreme or lengthy, but we had some knowledge that they were possibly living in our city yet, based off of the investigation that Washington County Sheriff's Office and Menominee Falls Police Department was doing.
All right. So you kind of had your eye on these people for a while?
Yeah, it just didn't happen overnight. Those two agencies conducted a great investigation. Washington County had a bank robbery in Allenton back in April, if you recall that one. And that was one of the offenses they were looking at. And then also Menominee Falls had a bank robbery in June. So they were working that case and figured out that these two suspects were most likely from Waupun.
How did they determine that?
There's a lot of communication in law enforcement. So when some of these crimes are committed, there's certain pieces of evidence and certain types of MOs that are done. One specific thing is the vehicle. It was coming back that it was either a maroon Mercury Mountaineer or a maroon Ford with a push bumper on the front. And then I know there was possibly another agency or two that reached out to these two agencies that thought these were two good suspects.
All right. Did the bank surveillance cameras capture their images? Were they masked when they? What's the nature of the bank robberies? Do you know?
I don't know great specifics on the bank robberies in those jurisdictions. I do know there was photos, and there were photos given out to the news and online, I believe that's where they were able to obtain some additional information on who these people might be.
All right. You don't know if they tried to conceal their identity when they robbed the place?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They had a full facial photos, and you can go right online and search each bank robbery, and I was able to locate that myself.
Do you have their names?
I can't release their names. I looked on CCAP this morning. It doesn't appear that they have been charged yet, so I cannot release names.
All right. Let me ask you this. So you see their photos. Are those the people?
I didn't actually arrest the people, but through the investigation, yeah, those are the people.
All right. Did they display any weapons in these robberies, or did they hand a note to the teller?
I was told they had firearms with them. I don't know if they actually pointed the gun at the teller, but they had firearms with them.
They displayed them. The teller saw that they had.
Yeah, even on the one on Friday, which happened in Glenbula, they displayed a handgun. So I don't know if they pointed it at the teller or if they just showed them the handgun.
So how many bank robberies?
Three for sure at this point.
So one in April in Menominee Falls, one in June, and then one just...
Yeah, Allenton in April, Menominee Falls in June, and then just on Friday was the Glenbula one.
Wow. So they were busy.
They're busy. You know, and the funny, kind of the ironic thing was we had surveillance on the residents, and we're coming up with, basically a takedown plan and an operational plan. And as that was occurring, we were getting an attempt to locate for an armed robbery that had just occurred on Friday. So it's kind of ironic that we're ready to take them down, and they were committing another armed robbery.
Holy man. What kind of offenses? You said that they had police contact, and you've had contact with these individuals in Waupun. What kind of things did they do here?
Anything from minor traffic to minor criminal offenses. I believe both subjects had a prior drug offense, some other minor criminal offenses. It didn't appear anything like too major.
Nothing that would indicate that they'd start robbing banks.
That's correct.
What do you know? Were they employed in the area?
That I'm not aware of.
Were they from the area originally? I mean, had they lived here a while?
I know one subject is originally from Waupun, and the other subject has lived here for a period of time.
All right. And then were they arrested?
Sure.
What happened? How did that happen?
Yeah, on Friday around 1 p.m., we received an attempt to locate from Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office about the bank robbery that occurred. And actually some law enforcement, I believe, ran plates of the vehicle prior to the attempt to locate coming out, and they knew the vehicle was going south. So there was some other investigative tactics done, and we believe they ended up in Milwaukee, and then they came back north towards Waupun. They were on Interstate 41 when Washington County Sheriff's Office observed the suspect vehicle, the maroon Mercury Mountaineer, northbound on Interstate 41 near where 41 and 45 split. So they conducted a traffic stop on near 41 and 60. The vehicle actually exited onto Highway 60 by Slinger, and the suspects were taken into custody without incident.
Oh, wow. And was the stolen cash in the car?
I don't know if the stolen cash was necessarily in the car. I haven't read the report. But I'm sure there was probably other evidence in the vehicle.
Right. Now, you guys conducted a search warrant at their residence on South Mill Street. What did you find?
It was a search warrant that the Washington County Sheriff's Department had. So basically our part in the search warrant is to
let them in,
and clear the building. And then I do know they found some items of evidence, but they can't really comment on that.
Did they both live at that residence?
I know one of them lived there and the other one frequented there.
All right. Just a small house?
An apartment.
It was an apartment?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Bank robbery, they're dangerous. Do they have a history of violent behavior up until now?
Not that I've seen. Nothing majorly violent.
Wow. You just never know.
Right. Just never know what people do. You know, and my thought is they probably ran down to Milwaukee to purchase some illegal substances.
That's why you think this was probably related to, yeah, probably?
I think that's what occurred. And then come back to Waupun and bring their substances with them.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And I saw you also picked up somebody after making a traffic stop. This is unrelated, but on Friday... You made a traffic stop and cited a Milwaukee woman for operating after suspension, and there happened to be a guy in the car who was wanted in the state of Washington for robbery.
Yeah, pretty ironic. He was wanted for first-degree robbery out of the state of Washington, and he's in little old Waupun, you know, and also there was controlled substances in that vehicle, and that 19-year-old Appleton man is... being referred for charges for that offense, too.
Well, you guys just cleaned up the city in one foul swoop.
Yeah, some days they're busier than others, but, you know, this is when you have those busy days as law enforcement, that's when we say those are the days we're getting paid, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, criminals and, you know, calls nonstop, you know, throughout the day. Those are the days that we're really earning our check.
You earn your check every single day, but it's good that these people are off the street and that it was done safely. Nobody got hurt, and they're innocent unless and until proven guilty. But it sounds like these are the two people that were responsible for these bank robberies, and so it's good to know that they are no longer on the streets, because who knows what could have happened if this had continued.
You know, most likely would have kept on doing it until they got caught.
Yeah, absolutely. If they've done it three times, yeah. All right. Waupun Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosch, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the show.
You bet. Have a good week.